You're now tuned in to Sheriff Says
Sup.
Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
What's up? What y'all doing?
How you feel?
Whoopty whoop. That's what's up. Ninja what? That's what's up. So we're gonna start this off with a politician by the name of Rep. Wilson. She's a Democrat. She's a representative, so she's Representative Wilson. And she's got something to say. Are you guys ready for this or what?
Those people who are online making fun of members of Congress are a disgrace. And there's no need for anyone to think that is unacceptable. We're going to shut them down and work with whoever it is to shut them down, and they should be prosecuted. You cannot intimidate members of Congress. Threaten members of Congress. It is against the law, and it's a shame in this United States of America.
See what I'm saying? So, I said, define intimidation and making fun of, because telling a member of Congress to do their job? Ha! If you can't take the heat, then get up out of the kitchen, Buster. You're more concerned with looking bad than you are with actually doing your job. The shame is on you, Rep. So that's just what I said. That's a little much. That's a bit much, you know what I'm saying? That's straight to it. So, I thought this one photo was so funny. Trump crosses into North Korea. The Democrats finally protest the border crossing. People taking pictures of Trump. And he's stepping right into the border. And there's Kim. Kim Jong-un. So funny. So funny. Uh-oh. Hillary's attorney is lying. Hillary Clinton's lawyer changed his story on when she knew about emails. Somebody's lying. Who's paying for senile Sanders' socialist agenda? Straight from the horse's mouth. And it's a photo of Bernie Sanders, not me. Us. U.S. in big bold letters to say, like, United States. He's got his fist up. But it's all made up of all these people in the crowd. So it's like a cutout of the crowd. Anyways, if you want to see it, you can go to twitter.com/chanceforpotus, POTUS, POTUS. Anyways, there's more stuff up there. You know, I'm the presidential candidate for you. You know. It's crazy, man. And to a G to be the same thing. Hey, what y'all think about Rey Mysterio, dude? He's crazy, man. He's got some crazy moves. Yo, tonight's big, stupid, huge podcast. Uno momento, por favor. Por. So, Nancy Pelosi, Air Pelosi, and Judicial Watch all bring you. Speaker Nancy Pelosi has demonstrated a record of abusing the perks of office, which gave her access to military luxury travel paid for by taxpayers. So sign Judicial Watch's petition to help us expose the full truth of this congressional abuse of taxpayer dollars. I urge you to sign Judicial Watch's petition. The Donald Trump says, a very sad time for America when the Supreme Court of the United States won't allow a question of, is this person a citizen of the United States, to be asked on the 2020 census? Going on for a long time. I have asked the Department of Commerce and the Department of Justice to do whatever is necessary to bring this most vital of questions and this very important case to a successful conclusion. USA, USA, USA. That's what's up. You know, Obama is a psychopath. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. I'm telling you right now. I saw this YouTube video, and it's this dude that specializes, it was a TED Talk video, and it's dude that specializes in defining psychopaths. Well, I mean, this whole list was just like, oh my god, this is all Obama. It's just all I could think about. I was like, yeah, Obama. This one, especially this one, where it's like, you can't stop blaming other people. So you never have accountability. That is the definition of, well, that's partial definition, possible definition that you might be a psychopath. You understand what I'm saying? So who's paying for senile Sanders' socialist agenda? Not me. Nope, not me. And not you neither. It's not happening. We're taking extensive measures to make sure that does not happen again. It's happened too often. Old Bernie Sanders. I wonder if he wears the pins. What do you guys think? You think he wears the pins? Straight up. Playing with his trains, like Chris Titus says. It's so funny. That was so funny. But he says he likes him. Sure, I'm sure he's cool to someone. But a socialist agenda is totally, I'm totally not down with that. And that's treason. That's the best part about this, Bernie. You're gonna spread some kind of socialist agenda. I'm pretty sure that's treason. What do you guys think? You agree or not? Titus wants to spare his life. Just kidding, you guys. But seriously, though, you guys should check it out. You should watch all the comedy that's going on right now. It's insane. It's insane what these people are saying. I know you'd be watching Netflix and stuff. Watch The Norseman. That's so tight. That show is so tight. It's funny. It's so funny. If you like that, you will totally like Good Cop, Bad Cop. You can check that out at gcbc.tv. gcbc.tv. That's what's up. Write my name on your 2020 election ballot. Chance Trahan. Meredith's party, primary candidate. Juneau, Alaska. Donate at chance.money. That's what's up. I'm the presidential candidate for you, and here's why. Obama is a psychopath. And nobody wants to say it but me. I'll say it. He's a psychopath. A criminal. Anybody talking trash on me? It's subliminal. You feel me? Do you hear what I'm saying? I told you once before, I ain't playing. I'm a rock star looking for a Barbie doll. You're out of your league and that's why I don't call. That's what's up. And that's how that song goes. But anyways, moving on. Rey Mysterio though, taking off a mask and just exposing another mask. That's what's up. That is what's up, my friends. So, we're now going to move on to the Twitter thought police and that whole outrage that had just happened. We're going to recap on what happened. I lost, I don't know, like several accounts. Let's just put it that way, okay? Several, not just a handful, a bag full of accounts. totally suspended, just gone. Oh, man. But the thought police outrage, that just... You guys need to cool it. We're trying to do official business here and you're interrupting. That's treason. Or is it unofficial? It's unofficial. And that's what's up. But here's what's really up. If you vote for me, you're voting for a really cool country. And here's why. Because I'm gonna boost up the economy so that way everybody can afford to get paid by lowering insurance rates. And that's what's up. I'm talking about like for drivers. Driving insurance. Driving insurance for companies. That is just crazy. Apparently y'all are gouging. Y'all are gouging so bad. And that's what's up. Cause man, the amount of cash that I have right now, I should like be walking away home with that amount of cash in my hand. But it's not. But it's not. Do you know why? Because more people can't afford to order. That's my firm belief. So there's this option up for grabs where people say build a wall. There are people who started building the wall. And I've been reassured that it's well upon its way. What's the word on that? How long until you've already declared a national emergency? What happened? That's what I need to know. What happened to the wall? Like, to be from being completed right now already. It should be done. That should be done already. And that's what's up. Told you my DMs are way sexier than yours, dude. You're welcome. Cool H-Town girl. That's brought to you by her. Someone just told me he was going to the store. Oops, my bad. Someone just told me he was going to school to become a comedian. And I've got to be honest, I haven't ever heard anything funnier than that. And that's what's up. Someone just told me he was going to this school. Someone just told me he was going to school. Someone just told me. Someone just told me he was going to school to become a comedian. And I've got to be honest, I haven't ever heard anything funnier than that. That's Cat. Tim? That's what's up. Jack Posobiec says, Let's talk about photo ops. Let's talk about photo ops. Photo ops. That's what's up. And so Alexandria Cortez is looking through the fence and yelling at these people saying, there's no reason for this. And she's saying these are human rights abuses. She's raising hell and they're all in white. Free the children. See, they want to... Oh, that's sick, dude. They want the kids. They're saying free the children. They want the kids, dude. That's so sick. That's so sick. Back up off of it. You're wearing your white like we should trust you. That ain't right. And after the way you've treated us all, I think you should fall straight from Congress, all y'all. Y'all should get up out of here from them chairs. Y'all just scared and y'all ill-prepared to run up and ensnare. anyone that's confident out here. Y'all know what I'm saying? Let's talk about child trafficking for a second. It has gotten so bad that it's, you can't hide from it, you can't run from it. It's everywhere now. It's all over. You hear me? It's all over. It's all over now. Yep. Doesn't even matter what you do. It's all over, man. So, there's this joke I've been saying. Trump asked, can I have a parade? Oh, yeah. Can the military be there? Yeah. Can it be at the mall? Oh, sure. Yeah, that's cool. Can it have one, let me see, two tanks? Two tanks? Yeah. Huge tanks. Let me just check with my boss real quick. He said no. He said no? Okay. Well, helicopters? I don't know. I have no idea. But it's funny. It's funny. So anyways, back to the trafficking though. ICE had a sting operation to deport lots of people. And their cover was blown by the media. That's ridiculous. Redonkulous. That's just something else. Just gonna straight up blow their cover. And then Chuck Schumer tweeted it. Yep. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. Oh man. I love this beat so much. It's my favorite beat ever. I love it. It turned out so great. Here we go, you guys ready? It's insane. It's out of your brain. It's out of here. It's out of space, man. That's what I'm talking about. The clouds in the sky. The things we can't see fly by. Sounds in the sky. The lights flashing by in the sky. You see it with your eyes. Just you and I. We're looking out the window now. What's up? What's going on? It's straight drawn to the zombies like the zombies. Coming at him like a zombie. False flag for profit to support human trafficking is not okay. And that's what's really up right now. This what's up. That is what's up, my friends. Supporting human trafficking is not okay. Let me rephrase it. Supporting child trafficking is not okay. I want to clarify myself. Don't get me wrong. Human trafficking is not okay. But man, they're trafficking these kids. I want to talk human trafficking. It's getting ridiculous. It's gross. That's gross. That's gross, dude. Gross. That's crazy. That is what's up. That's crazy. You know, people stand there and look up to people like me, and I'm all like, what do you want me to do? I don't handle that. I don't deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Don't bring it to my attention if you don't want it. But I can't help my eyes and ears. I pay for the training. I know what's up. I can see the whole ecosystem. And how it go down. All throughout. I mean, if you didn't want me to do that, you shouldn't have pushed me to the edge. So I heightened my training in your local law enforcement. And I took the test. You should take it too, it's cool. Just call the station, call non-emergency, ask them. How do I sign up? They need cops. Juno needs cops. I'm gonna say it again. Juno needs cops. It's crazy. It's crazy. They are paying so much for cops right now. You guys, it's not taking a $30 an hour job and be able to have specialized training like that, man. You're crazy. You're crazy. You're so crazy. It's so dope what you learn. It's cool. It helps you hone your senses. When you pick up that training, that's what's up. That's what's up. Educate yourself. Get yourself educated. Schools are crazy right now. What you doing, Trump? Schools is crazy. Schools is crazy right now. What's going on? Support UAS. Provided by private funding. Okay. UA strong. Okay. All right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. Biding my time until the time is right. It doesn't even matter what you do, bro. It don't matter what you do, man. It don't matter what you do, bro. It's all over, man. It's so crazy. Y'all crazy. Somebody talks to me. Y'all crazy for this. Y'all crazy for this. But I want to bring it back to that Twitter thing, man. How many accounts did you guys lose? You know what I mean? Like, how many hate groups, Antifa groups, attack you online? Anonymously and all that crap. How many? How many of you got trolled on the internet like that? From anonymous sources. I just want to know. How many of you got trolled on Facebook? It's ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I get it if you can make it funny, you know what I'm saying? Like, make it funny and make it worth my time. Well, you just go on there and you're just trashy. That's just garbage, dude. Come on. I don't have time for that. You know, trying to waste my time with all this crap. Get out of here. How much money y'all making off of Facebook, huh? Man, I was making money selling stuff that I don't need no more. Can't believe it. Ain't got no more Facebook. Kick me off of Facebook. They keep me off of Facebook. That's what it comes down to. They are keeping me off of Facebook. It's not that like I can't have one. I can always go and sign up. But this last time, like, my account straight up just disappeared. I had like 1,000 friends or something. I don't even know how many, but it was like 1,000. I was getting really close. I was getting pretty close, you know, to getting that uphill trend where it's just 5,000 all of a sudden. But no. They don't want your boy being president. I was going too far. You went too far with it. Oh yeah, man. That's too far. It's a little too far, man. I laugh because there's nothing to say. Straight up. Boom, chicka, boom, 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 boom. You know, when I met Damon John, I was so concerned with, like, how to do that first impression thing, you know? And I admitted to what I didn't know about him, you know what I mean? Like, I know all these things about him, you know, because I studied him, but I just left it as, like, you know what? I don't know this dude. So I'm gonna take my time with him. Cause I don't, you know what I mean? I don't know him, he don't know me. You know? I don't know how he operates, he don't know how I operate. And so I'd rather keep it that way. You know what I'm saying? And so, like I said, I wanna take my time with him. Cause I still don't know him. You know, I don't know him. I'm still learning things about him. Every day is crazy. What you find out about the people you know? I just want to say thank you to all my donors who have donated at chance.money for my bid for presidency. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's very nice of you. That's what's up. I just want to thank each and every one of you who supported me in my mission for presidency. And I just want to thank everybody who has supported me on my mission for trying to become sheriff of Las Vegas. And the sound of this song means that we're coming to an end. We talked about Obama being a psychopath because he's pointing a finger at everybody else. But he's got three pointed right back at him. That's what happens when you can't be factual. You do so much stuff that you can't even be factual, man. It's incredible. Once you give all that up, man, it's just like, man, it's back to normal. You know what I'm saying? You feel right. With yourself. You know? I don't know. Like, somebody asked me at work, "Are you religious?" I'm all like, I guess more spiritual. I'm kind of religious, but I'm more spiritual. She's like, "Oh." And so, I don't know though, because like, I'm kind of crazy about the Bible, you know, when it comes down to the Bible. Because I read a lot of about Revelations a lot, but I grew up going to a Lutheran church. I was baptized Lutheran. And so, you know, I heard a lot of gospel from the Bible, a lot, throughout all the years of growing up going to the Lutheran church. Believe me, Bible in and out, Bible study this, Bible that, da, 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 da. "No, you need to read the Bible." And I'm like, "Dude, I am so sick of the Bible right now. It's crazy. Like, okay, I already know it all, okay? Like, Jesus Christ." You know? Like, loosen up, would you? Ease up off me just a little bit. I do believe in the Bible, okay? You know? Those things, I'm sure, pretty sure. Well, not pretty sure. But I know for a fact they've happened, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be in the book if it didn't happen. Now, which version of the book, that's a different story. Because there might be little facts that are left out of the book. Hence, the Book of Enoch. Look that up on YouTube and watch that video, the Book of Enoch. And it tells you about the atrocities in the Bible. It's a legit Book of Enoch that is legit left out of the Bible by the Romans. Mind you. So anyways, it's not that I'm religious, it's just that I grew up listening to the book a lot, and so I know a lot about it, and I took it upon myself to read all about Revelations, and trying to understand that at such a young age, you don't understand. I heard some stuff in the Revelations, I'm like, "Whoa, what book is that?" Book of Revelations, okay. You know, and I'm all hearing about beasts and stuff. I'm like, okay, now you've got my attention.